Good morning, everybody. It's Chris Spade over at Keller Williams Realty. How are you all doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Today is a really busy day for me. We are doing our investor seminar tonight. Don't forget about that if you'd like to come. The investor seminar starts at 6:30 p.m. and it's at 2250 4th Avenue, Suite 300. We're on the corner of 4th and Juniper in Bankers Hill. So we're going to be talking about investing in real estate based on Gary Keller's book, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. So please, please, please come by if you can. So let's talk about it. I promised you that we were going to talk about some bulletproofing transactions and how to make sure that your real estate deal doesn't fall apart. So one of the things that we're going to talk about today is the loan approval and funding. So we're going to start there because the loan process is actually really the first thing that you want to do prior to actually to going out and looking for property. So here's the thing. If we're just meeting for the first time, one of the things that I'm going to ask you to do is have a loan pre-approval. And it's important that you have that pre-approval because we want to know exactly how much you're able to spend. So that way, as we go out and look at property, we're not looking at properties that are exceeding your budget because one of the things that we would hate to do is we would actually hate to show you a property that you couldn't end up affording. And that's no fun, because we just don't want to break your heart at that point. Because what happens all too often is people will start going into open houses and they'll start looking at properties. But one of the things that they'll do is they'll write an offer before getting pre-approved, only to find out that they can't afford it. So what we want to do is make sure that you are pre-approved. Now, you can pretty much work with any lender that you want. However, one of the things that I'm going to ask you to do is at least have a conversation with my lender because this is someone that I know that can close business. And so I may ask you to have a conversation with them, chat with them. They may want to run your credit, take a loan application. And the reason for that is because we want to have you double apt through the process. The reason why we want to have two loan applications and two lenders working on you at the same time is because we don't want something to fall through at the 11th hour as we're going through escrow. Now, back in the day, when the market crashed, there were a lot of people that were pre-approved for loans, and then the market just bottomed out and tanked. And what happened was lenders were denying loans at the 11th hour. We were getting ready to close transactions in a couple of days. In one case, we had one of our buyers even sign loan documents, and then at the 11th hour, the lender backed out and said, "Nope, sorry." And that was simply because the market had crashed. So if the market can crash, anything can truly happen, which is why we want to have you approved through at least two lenders. It doesn't hurt to get double apt. At the end of the day, you get to use the lender that you choose. However, there are some lenders who are a little bit stronger than others. And one of the things that we can do to make your offer a little bit more sweeter to the seller is actually closing it early. And so there's some lenders who have their system so fine-tuned and so dialed in that they're actually able to close a deal in 17 days, in 10 days, in 21 days. A lot of escrows last 30 days, and that's okay. Many of the things that we're trying to do is speed up that process to help you get a better foot in on the property that you want to purchase. And so one of the things we want to talk about that is very important are the seven don'ts of mortgage funding. One of the things, don't get a new job, don't change your employment status, don't make major purchases, car, furniture, home theaters, don't increase your credit card debt or miss any payments, don't change bank accounts or make undisclosed large deposits. Those all have to be tracked. Don't apply for credit cards, cosign, or make any credit inquiries. Don't spend money you have set aside for closing. Not any, not never. And don't delay in providing all the paperwork asked for by the mortgage company. Those are the important things on getting a loan and closing a deal. So if you have any questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call, 619-818-2992, or on the web, 72andalwayssunny.com. Don't forget, if you are free tonight, 2250 4th Avenue, Suite 300 in Bankers Hill, we'll see you at 6:30 for the Millionaire Real Estate Investment Seminar. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. Comment below with your feedback. As always, have a great day. Bye-bye.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.